This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast for the Midsummer Show.
Proudly presented by Midsummer Festival 2012. Midsummer.org.au. Celebrating queer culture. The Midsummer Show on Joy 94.9.
Presented by Midsummer Festival 2012. Midsummer.org.au.
Joy 94.9 Waterloo there from ABBA. The biggest gay festival in Melbourne and the fifth largest in the world. Our city is counting down to Midsummer 2012. You can check it all out at midsummer.org.au. Hey, it's Ginny from Her Society, your host for Midsummer Show 2011 to 2012 here on Joy 94.9. And from Carnival to D-Dance to all the amazing arts and event lineups in store for 2012, we'll be featuring them all on the Midsummer Show 12 to 1 on Joy 94.9 each week on Monday. And we'll give you a taste of the Midsummer Icy Pole on today's show. Coming up in the hour, we chat to Felix and Jake from the Pineapple Sorrows. The boys are in from Word Is Out for Midsummer. All that coming up here on Joy 94.9. This is the Midsummer Show with Ginny.
The Midsummer Show podcast.
Heard live on Joy 94.9 and presented by Midsummer Festival 2012.
Celebrating queer culture.
Get all the information on Midsummer at midsummer.org.au. And while you're on there, you can check out the DJ search comp. Now, Midsummer flew to three cities in Australia, being Adelaide, Perth and Melbourne. And they picked three of the best talent that they could find on the night DJing. And it's your chance to vote for them, to give them a chance to play at T-Dance Carnival 2012. You have the potential to make or break their dreams. It's 1,400 votes have been in so far. There's Melbourne DJ Little Shan in there as well. There's a DJ from Adelaide and Perth as well. DJ Little Miss K from Adelaide, and from Perth there's, I've got to check his DJ name, but he's pretty cool. So check them all out, midsummer.org.au. Vote for your favourite DJ and give him a chance to play at T-Dance 2012. Now, coming up in Midsummer in 2012 is a fabulous event called Word Is Out, and joining me is a programmer, Crusader Hills. Crusader, good evening, or good afternoon, I should say. I'm on evening clock, though.
Yeah, well, good afternoon. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you for being on the show. Now, Crusader, I've got a few questions to ask you. Word Is Out seems to be quite a fabulous event. It's got 20 readings, events and performances. That's a bit jam-packed, don't you think?
It's very jam-packed, and it's in something like about 19 days, so it's going to be pretty full-on.
And you've got we've got Ben Bennett, who's features in Word Is Out, coming up, and he's a stand-up, so he'll be performing a little bit later on. Can you tell us about some of the other acts who'll be coming on?
Well, the whole idea around doing the 20th anniversary season was to celebrate the 20 years that Hairs on Iron has been a bookshop. There's very few queer bookshops left in the world. There's one in Sydney and one in Melbourne, and you know, there's not many more than that in America anymore, and there used to be, like, you know, about 20 or 30 of them. So even lasting 20 years has been pretty amazing. But in that time, we've probably presented about 360 separate events, including launches and readings. For the 2002 Midsummer Festival, we had 24 events, and then we took all 24 of them to the Sydney Gay Games later that year, and had writers from across the world and right across Australia, including sort of really big collections of Indigenous, Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander and disabled and deaf writers from all over the place in it. And, you know, what we've done for the 20 years is look back at the history of what we've been doing at the shop and pulled together some of the must-have writers from across Australia, but also throw in a few performers like the wonderful Ben Bennett, who's doing his show live at the Hair Hole.
Ben Bennett, that's a name you probably couldn't forget. Ben Bennett.
B-E-N-N, so, you know,
and
little
Bennett.
Bit pretentious, but still. It works, particularly works for an artist of Ben Bennett's calibre.
And your name too, Crusader, I've got to say, and I said this to you when I was introduced to you today, it's a pretty cool name, Crusader.
It is a good name.
It's a bit funky.
Yes, it's a name I've had since about 1979 from the Crystal Ballroom days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it sort of just stuck, and I've had it ever since, and within 2 or 3 years, even my family was starting to call me that, so it's fine.
It is a trade cool name, Crusader. Yeah. Well, Crusader will be joining me for the show, co-hosting with me as we chat to Ben Bennett, the Pineapple Sorrows, here on the Midsummer Show on Joy 94.9.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast for the Midsummer Show.
Proudly presented by Midsummer Festival 2012. midsummer.org.au.
For all the information on Midsummer, you can check out midsummer.org.au, or if you can't get to the web and you have an iPhone, you can download the app Midsummer 12. It is free, it is easy, you can check out everything that's happening all through, from tea dance to all the parties to the community events, the live music, the visual arts. Everything is happening at Midsummer. It is the fifth largest gay and lesbian festival in the world.
Not just gay and lesbian either, it's queer too.
Queer, gay, lesbian, queer festival in the world. Celebrates queer culture. I'm joined by my special guest host, Crusader. Crusader, thank you for staying with me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, and it's easy.
Yes, we've got a gentleman joining us very shortly. Joining us today for the hour, he's a stand-up, but for this show he's going to sit down. He may just have to be on radio. Ben Bennett, welcome to the Midsummer Show.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to be featuring in one of the shows in Word Is Out.
That's right.
Now, tell us a little bit about your show, Ben.
So, for two Sundays in January, I'll be performing at Hares and Hyenas, a show called Live at the Hare Hole, a title that Crusader helped me come up with. It's a bit of a nickname for the bookstore.
The Hare Hole is sort of everything that happens at Hares and Hyenas. It stays at Hares and Hyenas. In fact, people have to write a contract that they won't talk about it afterwards, what they hear.
Ooh, okay.
So, I'll be presenting a series of songs, new songs, a couple of old songs that I've written myself, as well as some interpretations of songs that people will know, pop songs, and I take them and dismantle them slightly. And I'm also going to, for the first time, use a bit of projection in this show.
You're always projecting, by the way, Ben. You always seem to sort of be putting your take on the world onto other people. But
Well, I'm going to use a projector and have photographs.
Multimedia.
Yeah, why not? And, the idea is to let people sit down and relax, listen to some music, and then I'll show a little presentation of photographs. This idea came to me from staying at my father's place when he was overseas recently, looking after his house, and I went through a drawer that I haven't been through since I lived there when I was little.
Wow.
And found all these photographs of people and places, and I thought, wouldn't it be nice to just talk about these things?
With their permission, I hear.
And everybody who is being discussed has given permission. So they are okay with me chatting about them. It's positive stuff.
Now, Ben, from your family, do you have a background of performers in your family, or is it just yourself?
Well, look, I think in a way some of the greatest cabaret artists I've ever met are my aunties, but they're just not on stage. They're just in their houses.
Can you tell us a bit of childhood experiences that you've had with your aunties?
Well, I come from a family of people, they're all from Ireland, and so they're quite funny in
lots
general.
Of leprechauns.
lots of those. And I think that from a very early age, I was always being entertained by people in my family who were musical or a little bit funny, telling jokes and stuff. So, you know.
And you've decided to make a living out of it now.
Yeah,
I use it.
Recycle it and make it my own.
You're on the Midsummer Show on Joy 94.9 with Ginny, with special guest host Crusader. Crusader, you still with me?
I'm certainly sitting right here, right opposite. You can see me.
I can see you. You've got a lovely pink shirt on too, which I really dig.
It's more salmon than pink.
You know what that reminds me of? That Friends episode where Ross loses his pink shirt and he has to justify to his friends it's salmon.
Yes, yeah, that's
like
right.
That. But you are wearing a salmon shirt. It's much like Ross's.
You're not a gay man, so how would you know how to differentiate colour?
Oh, boom ching. Word Is Out. Speaking of Word Is Out, we've got Ben Bennett joining us. Hello, Ben.
Hi.
Now, Ben, you were telling us before about your background, how you got into performing with your aunties and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to play one of your tracks from your performances. Can you please tell us a little bit about the track?
Sure. This is a track that I recorded with a great friend of mine who is a sound designer, and he was nice enough to let me hang out with him while he was very busy recording some music for
somebody
project.
Important.
Yeah, for an animation. And I bullied him into helping me out. So it's just a very simple song, which is you've got keyboard and voice, and it's very stripped back. And it's a song that I usually play at the end of sets, and it's called Night Night.
Fantastic. Now, Ben, is this your first Midsummer Festival?
It's the first time I think I've been done a show with the festival in the program. I've performed at Midsummer before with a great friend called Wes Snelling, who I'm sure you're aware of.
Oh, yeah.
And people out there, he's just a champion. And we've performed lots of times together. But for Midsummer, I think this is the first time.
Have you attended a Midsummer party before or anything like that? A tea dance?
I jumped the fence at tea dance about 2 years ago.
And what
does
was
that mean? You slept with a girl?
Well, no.
At midsummer.
What it meant is that I sort of. Well, I shouldn't tell you.
You just wandered in.
I got in.
Yeah. Fair enough.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast for the Midsummer Show.
Proudly presented by Midsummer Festival 2012. midsummer.org.au.
Ginny here taking you through to one with special guest host Crusader. That was Ben Bennett there, his song Night Night. You can check that out at Hares and Hyenas on Sunday 22nd and 29th of January at 8 p.m. For more information, check out hareshyenas.com.au.
Or go to midsummer.org.au and you can book tickets and you can find out more about Ben. Ben's had a pretty amazing career and has worked with some of the greats in Melbourne, as well as had performed at many of the great places in Melbourne. So anyone who really wants a great night of storytelling, light humour and projection, come along and see Ben Bennett live at the Hare Hole. Look, there's a few shows that on at Word Is Out. Apparently I'm here again next week, so I'm not going to sort of say very much, but if you want to see some of the best Australian writers, including Dennis Altman, Joan Nestle, Christos Tsolkas of the Slap fame, and if you want to sort of see and people like Sophie Cunningham, if you want to see things like Slash Fiction, which is all about hot queer sex written by people who don't normally are associated with hot queer sex, and things about people like bisexual and polyamorous communities, deaf and disability people, poets, short stories, stuff about youth, things written by kids under 25, anything you like, it's all happening at Word Is Out. So check that out at midsummer.org.au.
Absolutely, Crusader, we've got the Pineapple Sorrows Boys coming up. But if you want to check out anything that's happening on Midsummer, check out midsummer.org.au. You can actually vote for your favourite DJ on there as well, because there have been three DJs picked from Adelaide, Melbourne and Perth, and you've got a chance to vote for them to give them a chance to play at T-Dance 2012. You can make or break their dream to play at the fifth largest gay, lesbian, queer festival in the world. So that's midsummer.org.au. You stay tuned. Pineapple Sorrow is coming up.
The Midsummer Show, live on Joy 94.9 and via podcast for summer 2011/2012.
See midsummer.org.au for more details.
This is Joy 94.9 coming to your airwaves from Melbourne, Australia and all over the world via joy.org.au. It is 20 minutes to one here on The Midsummer Show with Ginny, joined by special guest host Crusader. Crusader, where I'm from in Sri Lanka, pineapples actually make you really happy. But we have two boys in the studio who are about to tell us the opposite. Two boys from the Pineapple Sorrows, Jake Prevel and Felix Prevel. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Good morning.
You're about to crush my childhood memories here. Pineapples made me happy back in Sri Lanka, but you've got Pineapple Sorrows coming up at Midsummer.
We do have Pineapple Sorrows coming up, but don't worry, there'll be a lot to laugh about and a lot to smile about as well.
Oh, cool. So my childhood memory isn't crushed.
It's
just
not
as
crushed.
Yet.
It might just be somewhat perverted.
So, boys, you've described your show as a feast of grief, fags and finger food. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so it's going to be hilarious. It's about three hors d'oeuvres in the wake of a wake. So it's the last platter on this table. And they're dealing with the loss of Pineapple, who is the centrepiece for their platter. So we've got a host of interesting characters. We've got the mother, who's going to be a deviled egg. The lover, who's an asparagus roll. And the best friend, / fag hag, who's going to be a cocktail sausage. I'm not sure if that's a polite term to use.
Boys, what was the criteria to pick out this specific food for the platter?
Well, it was a long conversation that we had, and we looked at a lot of different finger foods, and we ate some finger foods and talked about what was the resonance of each of them. For the lover, the asparagus roll made immediate sense. Jake looks a lot like an asparagus roll.
It's true.
And for the fag hag... or Gabe, I believe we might be using Gabe now. Gay bestie, yep. The sausage had a great resonance, little cocktail sausages. But for the mother, it was a really long road to finding the right hors d'oeuvre. You know, we had to ask people what we felt like their mother would be if she were a food.
Right.
So is this a collaboratively developed and devised show? I mean, how did you? Who came up with the idea, and is there a script?
We've got a working script at the moment. The idea has been sitting in my workbook for a couple of years, and an opportunity came up at La Mama to put it on. So it was a sort of a formative idea, and we've really fleshed it out over the last couple of weeks. And it's going to be really exciting, full of song and dance and beautiful, beautiful costumes by our costume designer, Chloe Greaves.
And you must be incredibly excited about being at La Mama, which has been, you know, the absolute birthplace of so much fantastic stuff.
It is really, really lovely to be at La Mama. We're so excited about it. And because we're a new company and half the company are very new to Melbourne, we couldn't be more excited about being there and really bringing what we have in our theatre backgrounds to Melbourne through this classic stage.
So where's half the company originally from?
Most of us are from Wellington.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what was the theatre scene like back there compared to here, really?
It's a fantastic scene back in Wellington.
You've been working well to lose those accents.
I was going to say, you can barely tell where you're
from. A very good New Zealand friend who promises that she lost her accent within 3 weeks by trying very hard.
I don't think we had to try very hard, no, but it's just because
British,
we're,
yeah. So we're neutralised from birth.
At least naturally you were muted at birth.
But yeah, Wellington has a great theatre scene. I mean, it has a lot of parallels with Melbourne, but Melbourne is obviously much bigger. So
I've got to say, I'm pretty proud that we're out of Melbourne too, because Melbourne has such an amazing arts culture here. And La Mama is obviously a pioneer in one of the independent theatres and the shows that they show there. But the arts culture in Melbourne is just exquisite. So if you want to find out more about the Pineapple Boys, check out midsummer.org.au or lamama.com. Join 94.9. You're on the Midsummer Show with Ginny, taking you through to 1. It's 12 minutes to 1. Hey, check out midsummer.org.au for all that's happening at Midsummer Carnival Festival next year, 2012. You can also check out the DJ Search Comp, where you can give a DJ a chance to play at Tea Dance. Make or break their dream, so check out midsummer.org.au. We've had over 1,400 votes and entries close this Friday, so vote for your favourite DJ. The search voting is open and happening out there. Crusader, we've had two fabulous acts here on this today's show.
We have.
We've had Ben Bennett at that is hilarious hair hole.
Performance coming up.
Hell, I just had Alice in Wonderland image in my head, which I was trying to get rid of.
It is a little bit of a twisted adventure down his hair hole rather than the rabbit hole.
Exactly. And we have Pineapple Sorrows, who affirm me that my childhood dream of pineapples making me happy would continue after watching these shows. Boys, you're from Wellington. You're new to, or half the company's new to Melbourne. You were telling us a little bit about your show and how it's based around a food platter. Are you boys from a party planning background at all? How did you come up with this crazy idea?
That's a good question. I just liked the imagery, basically. That was the initial impulse.
And both of our theatre backgrounds come from a really strong visual place. So, I mean, you're going to see something quite spectacular, and the space is really going to be transformed. I mean, the work is dealing with some really quite serious themes, because we are talking about grief and love and sort of family and homophobia. It's going to be posited through this really sort of warped, absurd vision of the world. So you are watching a microcosm of the table, but
I'm getting a little bit of
something.
An hallucinogenic Beckett thing going on here.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. Yeah. Beckett's breakfast.
Yeah, that sounds very fitting for La Mama. And how many shows are you doing?
We're doing 12 performances.
That's a lot. And,
yeah.
And what are your dates?
We run from the 17th of January through to the 29th, and there's no show on the Monday. And it's 7:30 every night.
That's the actor night off.
That's the one night for the actor night off. And actually the day that my boyfriend arrives in the country, so it'll be very exciting.
Very convenient. Is your boyfriend excited to see this performance?
He's super excited to see this performance.
You can check out The Pineapple Sorrows, starring Jake Prevelle and directed by Felix Prevelle. It's at La Mama Theatre at lamama.com.au. That's with one M. Don't make the mistake of putting twos like I did. It's playing from the 17th to the 29th of Jan at 7:30 p.m. Thank you, boys, for joining us this afternoon.
And break a leg.
Thank you.
Break a leg.
The Midsummer Show podcast.
Heard live on Joy 94.9 and presented by Midsummer Festival 2012.
Celebrating queer culture.
You're on the Midsummer Show on Joy 94.9. 4 minutes left till we join you again next week from 12 to 1. Obviously, Midsummer, the show will be coming to you on the Joy 94.9 airwaves every week on Monday until January 30th. I'm joined by two of the lovely volunteers who pretty much organise everything for this show. Hello, Jackie and Jafar.
Woo! Hello! How's it going?
Upbeat volunteers, as you can see. Now, you both... talking before about the DJ Search comp, and you both actually went to Sydney, Melbourne and Perth. Oh, sorry, Adelaide, Melbourne and Perth. I always chuck in Sydney there. This time they weren't included.
Yes, we did. We're hoping to go to Sydney next year.
Yeah.
So Sydney folk, get your interests in so that we can travel there.
Now, guys, you picked three DJs out of Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. It was a very tough competition because I remember hosting the Melbourne one. It was such high quality DJs playing. It was a really, really hard job. Jafar, you were a judge. What kind of criteria did you look for?
It was so difficult. But the most things that we were looking for were people who would be able to entertain a crowd of, well, for starters, because Tea Dance Carnival last year drew over 5,000 people.
Mm.
So we needed a DJ that would be able to entertain over 5,000 people, which means they would play music that appeals to some, not to others. Broad taste. So yes, we were looking for originality.
Originality, yeah, definitely.
Energy.
Energy, yeah.
Energy. They're the main things, pretty much, we'll be honest.
So you picked three of the best DJs that you could find from Perth, Adelaide and Melbourne. DJ Little Miss K from Adelaide. You can vote for her at midsummer.org.au. There's DJ Thrice, DJ Shannon Lee Ducray.
Ducray, I believe.
Wow, so fancy Ducray. So midsummer.org.au. You can make or break their dreams. Give them a chance to play at Midsummer Carnival 2012. It is all up to you. We've had over, what, 1,500 votes?
Over 1,500. We just checked it out a few minutes ago. Over 1,500 votes so far.
And it's still tight.
Close. Yes, yeah, so close. There is no clear winner. And voting closes on Friday. So get your votes in now so that it counts.
Absolutely. Midsummer.org.au. Check it out. You both are also volunteers there, and you're always in the look for some. So if you want to be a part of Midsummer, you can actually check out the website, and there are some options there, Jafar.
Absolutely. Go onto the Midsummer website. There's a section completely dedicated to people who want to volunteer for us. We browse all of those resumes. We're lovely people. We won't do anything mean. So get your interest in.
Do you need to have a specific background in events to join, or is it just
no,
that you can pretty
not
much
at all. If you're willing to dedicate some time, you have a good personality, come on board. We're waiting for you.
Fantastic. For you. And is a musical taste a preference at all?
Ideally, good.
Yeah. That was a Midsummer Show. Thank you for joining me for the past hour. I will catch you on Saturday for Her Society from 6 p.m. Midsummer Show will be coming to you live on the airwaves on Joy 94.9 every Monday, 12 to 1. Stay tuned. The afternoon show is coming up.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast for the Midsummer Show.
Proudly presented by Midsummer Festival 2012. midsummer.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.